It's Tuesday, October 15, and with your 8 a.m. news bulletin, I am Leonard Vidby, and Karl Hermann Schlettwein, the Minister of Water, Agriculture and Land Reform, is participating in Cairo Water Week themed Water and Climate, Building Resilient Communities. During the event, he introduced an African Union water investment platform featuring a project portfolio valued at approximately 649 billion Namibian dollars. This initiative is part of the African Union's Continental Africa Water Investment Program, highlighting the vital role of effective water management in combating the growing impacts of climate change. Here is the Ministry's Simon Yipanduluwa.
He stated that we cannot go out to development partners seeking financial assistance while we ourselves are under budget for the developmental and operational costs for the water and sanitation sector. He noted that we are running the risk of losing the race against the climate change. We could have acted earlier, but we chose not to. The essentials do not change. Whether we have too little or too much water, we humans must survive together with other life on planet.
On Monday, seven men convicted in the lengthy Caprivi treason trial received prison sentences of 5 to 16 years for their roles in an attempt to secede the Zambezi region. This trial involved 132 defendants facing 278 charges, including high treason and murder, stemming from the Caprivi conflict that occurred between 1992 and 2002. Notably, the convicted men had already spent over 20 years in custody prior to their sentencing. Here is Tony Hancock, director of the Legal Assistance Center.
It needs to be dealt with promptly, and certainly not 20 years. There have been a number of applications and counter applications, but still it's in the state's hands, in the court's hands, to make those decisions. And I believe that it is a miscarriage of justice, really, that they have been incarcerated for so long.
South Africa's police have arrested 14,715 suspects during Operation Shanela in the past week. This includes 2,990 wanted suspects, including 84 for rape and 30 for murder. The operation also seized 127 firearms and recovered 83 stolen vehicles. SAPS spokesperson Amada van Wyk highlighted the arrest of a drug mule in Ethiopia and a 25 million rand cocaine bust at OR Tambo Airport.
153 drug dealers were also arrested during the period, with 1,002 suspects arrested for being in possession of drugs. 494 drivers were also arrested for drunken driving, of which 149 of them were arrested in Gauteng.
Nigerian independent producer Belama Oil Producing announced the resumption of operations at its oil mining lease 55, which has been halted for 3 years due to facility damage caused by theft. CNBC Africa indicates that the company acquired OML 55, situated approximately 40 kilometers west of the Bonny Oil Export Terminal in a swampy to shallow water area, from Chevron Corp in February 2015. Operations were suspended in 2021 due to rampant oil theft affecting the delivery line to the Bonny Terminal, as stated by Belama Oil's spokesperson. The United Nations says it remains concerned about the attacks on UN peacekeepers in southern Lebanon, with the Secretary General warning that any attacks on peacekeepers may constitute a war crime. On Sunday, the UN reported another attack on a peacekeeping base in Lebanon, the fourth time in as many days. Jody Jacobs brings us the report from the United Nations headquarters in New York.
Antonio Guterres says the safety and security of UN personnel and the property of the UN must be guaranteed and respected at all times. Attacks against peacekeepers are in breach of international law and may constitute war crimes, he says. Meanwhile, the talks about the ongoing hostilities in Lebanon remain front and center of the UN diary here in New York. Two Security Council meetings are scheduled for Monday, both being held behind closed doors. Jody Jacobs, New York.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.